First of all, could you introduce yourself, please?
Joe Joy, Associate Vice President for University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences.
You spoke to the peanut producers here, and what was your main message about land-grant universities, particularly the University of Florida?
Well, I think that the land-grant model is still viable. It's still important to producers. It's just the funding mechanism is under a lot of stress, and we're all looking for new ways to leverage resources.
But you feel optimistic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an optimistic person. And you feel optimistic because of the people we work with and people we support.
But you showed some statistics. It looks like you've lost a lot in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, we have. But we're coping. It makes you focus on what's really, really important.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. You next. What's your name, please?
Bill Batchelor. I'm the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Director of the Alabama Agricultural Experiment Station at Auburn University.
And what was your main message to the peanut producers here today?
Well, in the next 39 cropping seasons, the middle class population around the world is going to triple, and that's going to require us to double our food production in 39 cropping seasons.
And what does that mean?
Well, it's a daunting challenge for a dean of a college of agriculture in trying to develop programs that will allow us to do that.
Mm-hmm. And are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, I'm very, very optimistic about the future. We've doubled our food production many times in the past. It's going to require us to really put together good functioning teams that can come up with basic discoveries and then figure out how those discoveries play out across the landscapes in our states.
All right. Thank you very much. Can I get a couple of comments from you two?
Yeah.
Okay. You first. Can you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Scott Angle, the Dean and Director at the University of Georgia.
And you spoke to the peanut producers here today about the land-grant universities and the need for particularly funding going into the future. What was your main message for them?
Well, that whether it's at the federal or state level, all land-grant universities' budgets are under challenge right now, despite the fact we need to grow more food and need to train more students. So it couldn't come at a worst possible time, and we're here to ask for the peanut growers' support to help restore some of the budget that we have lost.
Well, when you look at the funding coming especially from tax dollars, basically, are you thinking that maybe more of the funding in the future is going to have to come from private sector?
Well, either as gifts or donations or working with industry, I think that's inevitable that will happen. Yeah, we certainly don't want to see the state and federal government walk away from their obligation. This has been a great system, been a great, great structure that we have. American agriculture, success of American agriculture is in many ways due to the land-grant system, and we need to keep government involved in it.
It's not just the success of American agriculture, it's feeding the world.
That's right. We've got double food production by the year 2050, and we in the Southeast are going to be the ones who have to do it.
All right. Thank you very much. And you, sir?
Yes, I'm George Hopper, the Dean and Director of Mississippi State University.
Now, you had a real call to action for the producers here. What did you tell them that they should do if they really believe in the land-grant system?
I encourage all of our producers to get involved and go talk to the state legislature and federal delegation, the congressional delegation, and let them know just how important the land-grant university is to them.
And you really started off, too, with a note of optimism because you really believe in the system.
I have no doubt that this is one of the most important times in our nation, and the land-grant university's future is needed now as much as it's ever been needed in our history. We got some serious issues in our country that need to be addressed. Our society's got all sorts of concerns related to food and water and energy production. And who better to help solve some of those problems than the land-grant university?
Is it discouraging sometimes when you look at the lawmakers, especially the urban lawmakers, and they really don't understand the importance of what you're doing?
You know, it is discouraging, but it's interesting that the lawmakers, once you start having the conversation with them, they get it. Sometimes they just haven't made the connection between the land-grant university, the teaching, research, and extension outreach component of developing products from the soil. And it's all part of rural America that we all understand it because we are agriculture and we understand the importance of the farm family. But our lawmakers, after you visit with them, they start understanding that where the food comes from and how important water conservation is and how important future energy supplies are to this nation. And so there's a real need for the constituency to get involved to help educate.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.